मेरे बाबा तुम्हारी याद बहुत आती है।
ओम शांति एंड गुड इवनिंग एवरीवन। This is a poem that I started yesterday and finished off today, and it's to welcome home my elevated and decorated daddy. An angel has come, an angel has come. Look everyone, an angel has come. Daddy G, you'll never quite know the impact that you've had on me. You're like an agency of God's might, filling the vacancy inside the hearts of those who have lost sight of Baba's light. You're like the sun, the way you're always giving, compassion you're always bringing, and in your company we're all dancing and singing inside. Seeing you here now, I feel so alive, because you give rise to the best version of I. You make me feel good and you don't even try. You see, upliftment is what you naturally bring to the table. That's why in your presence we feel able to break down barriers that were once seemingly unbreakable. Oh Daddy, when you smile, the world smiles. Looking into your eyes, I feel like a child. You make me feel light, you make me feel powerful, and you make me feel pure. And that's a testimony to the fact that you constantly keep Baba's company for sure. You're like a beautiful flower who only spreads divine fragrance. In the cadence of your voice, I feel the presence of Baba. And there is divine force behind all of your statements. All I can do is watch as it reawakens that within me which has been lying latent. From you, we can all learn patience. Upon seeing you, I receive the determination and courage to intensify my effort. You make me understand that time and thought aren't really separate. You're a gift that Baba sends around to rally the troops. You teach us how to aim and you show us how to shoot. You remind us that it's time to go home, time to go back to our roots. And Daddy, none of this is praise. This is the heartfelt gratitude of a soul who through you, Baba has set his heart ablaze. And so thank you. And thank you, Baba. Before I finish, recently I've realized and witnessed that apart from Baba, you have two angels watching over you from minute to minute. One is Brahma Baba, and the other is Hansaben. She's around when the chips are up, and when the chips are down, she maintains her zen. And so I thank you, Hansaben, for bringing Daddy back once again. You pass all tests while receiving 100%. Now let us rejoice and celebrate this auspicious event. An angel has come. An angel has come. Look everyone, an angel has come. Om Shanti.
A very warm welcome to Daddy and Hansaben. It feels like you never left, which is nice. I'm going to sing a song which Baba inspired the last time Daddy came, and it's simply called My Sweetest Daddy.
Say thank you, Daddy.
cherish thee reminds me of who I am. Your example makes me feel that I can. I never met Brahma Baba, but I experience him through you. A life of truth and purity, I wanna live like you do. Mera Meeta Baba, Mera Pyara Baba, Ya por me, me kon, mera kon, aur mujhe kya karna hai. So much appreciation for all that you've done. Look forward to being your friend again once golden age has come. Meeta, Meeta Baba, pyar aur shukriya. Aur Meeti, Meeti Dadi, pyar aur dhanyawaad. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Brahma Baba is not just father and mother, but is also the great, 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 great grandfather, the father of the whole tree of humanity. But today I was experiencing that Daddy is great, 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 great grandmother. I don't know how many generations, never mind the service of so many years in India, but the service here abroad outside of Bharat, it's been several generations now, and it was very beautiful to see this last generation welcoming Daddy with poetry and song and dance. And it's amazing that on a Laukik level, if there's somebody who becomes a great grandmother, you think that that's amazing. And here it's even more amazing that Daddy, great, 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 great grandmother, is watching all the young generations still blossom and flourish and glorify Baba. And so Daddy, just as you're happy that the creation is glorifying Baba, we're very happy that your creation is here to see you and to be able to know Baba through you. So thank you for having the courage to come back, and it was surely Hansa's determination, not just Daddy's courage, but Hansa's absolute determination. And then yes, Baba gave multi-million fold help, but the combination of the three, Baba and Daddy and Hansa, has become a very magical Trimurti. Welcome Hansa also. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Sabhi ne nahi bola. Kyunki ye vishwabhar mein sabko pata hai ye teen baar Om Shanti karenge.
Everyone in the world knows that Daddy is going to say Om Shanti three times. Others don't know how to say it, not the way that Daddy does. Has everyone got headphones? Who is mine? Who am I and who is mine? First Om Shanti is who am I? Second Om Shanti is who is mine? So first I'm going to say, who am I? Referring to the self, awareness of the self. Who is mine? When I'm aware of who am I, then I'm able to recognize who is mine. And then according to the drama, Baba has made us, all of those whom Baba has made instruments for service, all of you are sitting here. Daddy said this morning that definitely I want to go to visit Tennyson Road and Baba Bhavan this time that I'm here. Even if it's only just to step foot and be there in Baba's room for 2 minutes and just see Baba's wonder. Govind Bhai started coming from those days. Go on. Arjun Bhai Minuban, they've come specially also. They were from Lagos, from Hong Kong and then Lagos. Kavita Ben also was from Hong Kong, and just see how she's come here now.
Achha, mujhe 10 minute bolna hai sir.
That is saying Abhinath, I'll just take for 10 minutes. And then I'm going to give to Uli also. So. Who is Jim Ryan? Where are you sitting? Are you there? Please stand up if you are. No problem.
Tony.
Tony, when are you going to call me to Karachi again? Karachi is the original place, the first place. At the end, Baba's visions will be from there too. Many souls will have Baba's visions from there. So in order to grant visions to many souls, Baba, I'm sure, will take me there because the place is such. And really wonderful is that three brothers had come from Gyan Sarovar, and Jinti Ben had sent some Thuli from London to Gyan Sarovar for Dadi. And they'd taken a lot of benefit from here when they went back and told Daddy. Daddy didn't believe that they'd come back from London, and they said, look, this is the Thuli from London. It was definitely London Thuli, so Daddy believed that they'd come from London. As one sister called Devi, who's looking after, helping to look after Daddy. So she makes a place for herself also in the room where I'm sleeping. So I don't call Hansa, but I call this sister Devi, who's the nurse who's helping to look after Daddy. When I left Madhuban, Praveena Ben was with me. Today she'll have reached America, New York, because she was going to be there for a few days. And then she's going to go to Atlanta. Daddy didn't know that this sister Devi was sitting at the back. As soon as I came out of the car, she took care of me. And I said to her, have such yoga that London invites you and calls you there. Many people have this desire to come to London. They don't tell me, but I tell them, you go and speak to Nirmala Ben. I read in Baba's Murali, the latest Muralis are really wonderful. Baba said, no two souls are the same. Baba said this 2-3 days ago. Baba's been speaking about this for 3-4 days, that no two souls are the same. So just now when I was sitting for yoga, I was thinking that no two souls are the same, and we know that this is the real knowledge, the original knowledge. And we might say that these two should become the same, but no, it's not possible. But in a subtle way, let there be such bhavana that there are two souls. They are special souls. Each one is special. Why? Because Baba's really drawing our attention to the study. And those who are paying attention to the study, you feel that, yes, these are the souls who are going to pass with honor. That is remembering. Someone had said to her that, I don't want to become part of the wedding procession. When Lakshmi and Narayan come down, we want to come down with them. We don't want to come behind them. We don't want to be coming later. That is saying, this is my program. When Krishna takes birth, yes, we'll see about that. We'll see how Krishna takes birth. We'll see how Lakshmi and Narayan take the kingdom. Yes, we're aware of all of this. Baba is creating those samskars in us of being able to rule the world. Not just looking after one center, but ruling the world. Sakar Baba was very sweet. Nowadays I have this feeling, and I've shared it also, perhaps not here, but I related it there in Madhuban. I don't go so much to Pandavan nowadays, or even Gyan Sarovar, but staying in Shantivan. There have been many programs, and according to the Dharma, it's necessary for me to be present in those programs. Wherever there's a need, wherever there's service, Baba has made it possible for me to be there. Baba says it's my duty to remain there, present there. To remain present means to call the Lord there. So I'm not going to go there alone, but I bring Baba with me. I take Baba with me there. You understood? Even this evening, 6 o'clock, I wasn't sure that I'd be able to make it here this evening. At 6:30, I said, yes, it's fine, I'll come, I'll get ready. Baba is my protector, he's my teacher. In 2-3 murlis, Baba has said, I don't forgive anyone, I don't give blessings. Baba said that, hasn't he? So what happens in your heart then when Baba says this, that Baba doesn't forgive us, he doesn't give us blessings? So what does that make your heart feel like? Baba says, I'm not sitting idle just for those things. So I'm sharing these things of my heart with all of you. Baba doesn't forgive us for any of our mistakes, but really I have a lot of experiences of forgiving and forgetting. But really how Baba forgives, he himself forgets everything and makes us forget it also. So he has created this, instilled in us this habit of forgetting. So whatever mistake you've made, you don't remember that. You don't remember the good things, nor do you remember the mistakes that you've made, because Baba makes you forget all of that by giving us such teachings. He's decorating us with such teachings that we're able to present our face to others. To be able to show your face means the eyes, the ears, the mouth are all accurate. Whatever is your attitude, so will be your vision. Whatever is your awareness, so will be your attitude. You're getting the translations? Yes?
Okay. So,
as is the awareness, so is the attitude, so is your vision then, and then the mouth. Everywhere in Bharat and abroad, when the song of 7:30 traffic control plays, today we played the song to finish the meditation, You Are the Ocean of Love. Daddy wanted the traffic control song, but everywhere the song is wherever the body, mind is, wherever the body is, the mind goes there. Wherever there's a class, Ravi Bhai, the one who looks after the sound, the mics in Shantivan, he is always there. He plays very good songs. So here, perhaps those who are playing the songs don't know which song to play. So wherever my body is, my mind will go there too. The wealth will not ask for anything. It will not think, it will not count. But there's so much wealth that Global Cooperation House and Diamond House have been built out of that wealth. The retreat center has come out of that too. It's not a small thing. Whose wonder is all of this? Everything is moving along so well. So those who've been instruments to provide all of this, it's been beneficial for them. They may not be doing any other service, but they're receiving the fruit of that. Through remembrance, you receive power, but by service, they receive the fruit. The more you stay in remembrance, the more power you receive, the more service you do, the more fruit you receive. Mercy, forgiveness, blessings, don't ask for any of these from Baba. But his bhavana is that whatever his bhavana is in this soul, he is fulfilling that. Everywhere Baba is in front of me. They've built a very beautiful veranda. I'm not sure where that is referring to. But just seeing how Baba himself does everything, but also at the same time, he makes the children belong to him and gets them to do service so that the children are able to earn an income. The name of the Father is glorified. It's Baba's work, but it's we children who earn an income. Baba is very clever. If you go to New York tomorrow, just go and see. Who am I? Who is mine? Don't go there as householders, but go there as yogi souls. And I've shared this experience of how, whether in Bharat or abroad, I've seen Baba's version, how they have become so true. Each soul has the freedom. You may not be, you may stay in the household, but be detached and loving. Being detached and loving, having a loving nature. Be so detached that you don't feel anything, any attachment within the heart. When there's the slightest attachment, then it affects the heart first. Whether it's a friend or a relative, if there's the slightest attachment there, you're not able to draw love from Baba. Baba says, I love all the children because it's my duty to take everyone back home. All the souls that have come down have to go back home. Even now, a few souls are still coming down. That is asking him to then, can you see even now souls are coming down? New souls coming down. So when all the souls have come down here from up above, and then Baba will take us back home because this is why he's come. Shiv Baba has taken the chariot of Brahma Baba to take us all of us back home. Each one of us has to pay attention that this is not my home here. My home, the other day Baba was speaking about my home on the riverbanks. It was a beautiful word that Baba had used, but it's not here, it's up there. So, Baba wants to sit there all the time, but I only have to stay there for a short while just to have a taste of it. But the power of silence has to be accumulated now. This is what we're doing now, accumulating the power of silence. Which power are we accumulating? Introversion and concentration. Introspection and concentration. When you go into silence and with that introspection, the power of concentration, to see how much power of concentration there is. If there's the slightest extroversion, Realize that body, mind, or wealth, none of these are mine. Whose mind is it? The heart says, thank you, Baba. But first the mind has to say this. The mind doesn't say anything. All the mind wants is to remain peaceful. The heart says, thank you, God. Nari Bhai also, two brothers. Nari Bhai, do you read the Murli to him? That is Murli's go to him, because these are Murli's, enlarged Murli's in the Sindhi letters, Sindhi script, which is enlarged. But really, the Murli has magic. It draws the heart. There's nothing else in the heart except Dilaram, the comforter of hearts. In my heart is Dilaram, the comforter of hearts. I said to someone, my companion's name is Dilaram, and we have two children. Who are those two children? Happiness is the son, and peace is the daughter. It's not a big family that we have, it's a small family, it's a happy family. So one is to experience super senses, joy beyond the senses. That happens when you have conquered the senses. The eyes, the ears, the mouth, all of these have been conquered. So never eaten anything as such, anything impure. I've not touched any such food in my life. Brahma Baba has fed us Brahma Bhojan. So it's the knowledge that Shiv Baba gave through the mouth of Brahma. So if it hadn't been for the mouth of Brahma, what could Shiv Baba have done? Shiv Baba's part exists only now. In the golden age, he's not going to have a part. We're not going to remember him saying, oh God, he'll be in Paramdham, but we won't be remembering him at that time. We won't know that Baba is sitting up there. So we have taken Brahma, 84 births with Brahma Baba being his companions. And even this awareness in the last birth tells me that I have taken 84 births with Brahma Baba. This is why my name was not changed. Everyone else's names were changed when they came to Baba. Paratha Mohini Dadi used to sit next to me. So she wants Baba to love her in the same way. Baba has taken us completely beyond name and form. It's now 12 hours since I've come here. More than 8 o'clock in the morning that he arrived here in the house. How many times have you asked? In the flight over, the air hostesses were watching with how much dedication Hansa was looking after Daddy. They had prepared the bed for Daddy, but there wasn't one for Hansa, but she was just sitting there watching over Daddy, making sure that Daddy is able to sleep well. She herself stayed awake the whole flight. And so all the hostesses were, air hostesses were really amazed to see how Hansa was looking after Dadi with such dedication. They were saying that they've never seen such dedication in anyone else. Just seeing how each one's part is so wonderful. Remain happy seeing your own part. Remain prosperous. Never forget Baba. And always stay in Baba's remembrance. And then the final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Amnik Pai. Neville and Liz, although they're husband and wife, each one's work is individual to themselves. Neville stays in Baba's home, and the Liz stays at her own home. See, Neville's written a very good book, and Liz also has written a very good book. So, those who have this art of writing, they are instruments to enable many souls to receive the message. Many souls can benefit, can be become enlightened through the book, and they can take a jump and become Babas. One thing you should never do, do not allow your remembrance to reduce. Don't let it get any less. Let there be such attention. Let there be such attention in your remembrance, because this is a state of the mind. It works a lot to keep yourself safe. It's the state of my mind that's going to help me in remembering Baba. There may be any obstacles that come from outside, but in my mind, is Brother Nick here? I saw Nick Pai here this morning. Come to the front in the first line. Nick Pai, there's a chair, a seat next to Bowen Bai. He has tested me so much also. So is it that I have passed or Nick Pai has passed? And Jinti Ben saying both have passed. Both have passed. As much as he has loved me, he has also tested me. He is one of the original students from Tennyson Road. From the time that he's taken birth, I've never seen anyone as honest as Nick Pai. Such a good example of honesty. He has never been stubborn in any way to try to prove himself right in any way. It doesn't matter what the reason may be, but he has tested me, and I have passed in that. Today I saw Nick Pai, and there was just remembering him. Now no one should test anyone. Each one should make their own effort, and because each one is free to make their own individual effort. When the child keeps courage, the father helps. When you have an honest heart, the Lord is pleased. This is the life we should be having. Ask Baba, Baba, are you happy with me? Srila Ben, Baba is happy with you, isn't he?
तो राजी रहने में जो आत्मा हमारा मधुभाई
Madhubhai Srila Benz Yugal, he's just passed away a few months ago, a couple of months ago. So he's with Baba, so not to allow any signs of sorrow to come on your face. The subtle checking that we have to do. One more thing I'd like to share. Ask your heart. Those who are instruments in the yajna, ask them. Just see the wonder of the help you receive when you keep courage. First Baba helps us tenfold. Then we put add a zero with the knowledge of the drama, and it becomes 100 times, 1,000 times, until it becomes multi-million times, and that makes us multi-million times fortunate. So those who feel that you become multi-million times fortunate, raise your hands. Gop is those who feel you're multi-million times fortunate.
Wonderful.
It's really wonderful seeing this gathering today. And I'm sure Baba is watching also. Baba is very pleased. I'm sure Baba is very pleased watching this gathering. April 74, I had come the first time.
95.
Now it's 2015. So it's 41 years. 41 years and 4 months. So the directions that Baba has given, and we are reading those murlis now. We followed those directions accurately. No one can say, I did this service, but I have really done everything that Baba has said. I am Baba's. Baba made me an instrument. The oldest one sitting here is Muli Dada, na? Out of all the brothers, there's a few relatives from the Sindhi family that's sitting here, and out of all of them, Murli Dada is the oldest. Rajni Ben used to be staying here in this flat. When Jindi Ben came on service, she said, I'm not going to stay at home with my parents, I'm going to stay in the center. So then Jindi Ben went and stayed at Tennyson Road. Today someone was sharing with Daddy that we had gone to Tennyson Road and there was such power there that we felt, and Daddy's been wanting to go there. It's a small place but very powerful. Jindi Ben would give the course and I would sit next to them. She would be speaking and then they would teach them in such a way that they ask, who is it that's teaching you all of this? Where do you get this knowledge from? Let there be true bhavana. Be one who has pure and positive thoughts for the self and also for others. Never to have any kind of waste thoughts, not allowed at all. It says that that will be create a stain on the self. So not to allow this to happen at all. Let me be flawless. A flawless diamond.
Hero actor bhi hai.
We are hero actors and the diamonds.
So hero part of that
the hero actors.
Hero.
We are also like diamonds. Hero actors and like diamonds. And where would you keep a diamond? In a golden container. Now there's many mothers in Madhavan. They come and they put a ring on me. It's become the system nowadays. They'll come from somewhere and they'll try to put a ring on me.
There's
also got a couple of rings. They give me and then I give it to them. I give it to Hansa Ben. What she likes, she keeps. I'm sure Hansa keeps it for the yagya. The daddy says she keeps, otherwise she gives it to his daddy. There were four air hostesses that became very good friends. We had given them Dilkush Thuli and they had a Rakhi tied. They had the Rakhi tied themselves and they also took it for someone else. To sit in at the airport, to go to sleep, to be aware of the time, the timekeeping and everything. So Hansa was doing all of that. She does it, Baba inspires her to do it. So who am I then? What do I do? It's something very wonderful that Baba is my companion. And with the knowledge of the drama, the stage of a detached observer helps. Seeing all of you, knowing that each one's part is your own, it's really wonderful. From the time that we've come to Baba, at least we've not forgotten anything. We've not forgotten Baba. Has any of us forgotten Baba? You're seeing also that no one forgets Baba. They may forget the situation. It will be either the situation or the father. And so you forget the situation. If you just get caught up with the situation, that's not right. So chase away the situation. Whatever came is gone. And I don't even remember it anymore. It's come, it's gone. The time that I have, the breath, the thoughts. Again and again, Hansa asked me, are you okay? Are you able to breathe okay? Are you fine? So I'm always aware of using my breath, my time and my thoughts in a worthwhile way. So first is the body, mind and wealth. So the mind has used the body and the wealth in a proper way. And then you do service through the thoughts, words and actions. Not a lot of service through words, but through the vibrations of your mind. Let me even go to them in their dreams. Many brothers and sisters tell me, you came in my dreams. It's not good to go to sleep. But to dream, yes, do service even through your dreams. It's a good chance to serve through dreams. Would you like to share? In whose dreams do I come? Any of you had daddy in your dreams? In whose dreams do I come? Raise your hands. A few are raising their hands. The rest go to sleep, they don't dream. But we have to become the conquerors of sleep. We have to become karmatit and conquerors of sleep. So we have to create the avyak stage. Not to have the slightest feeling of being gross in any way. Gross feelings also really a great enemy for us. The body pulls us, that's not right. So I tell the body, Baba has kept this soul in this body, so the body should not complain in any way.
Time for Amrit Vela,
Amrit, to have the proper yoga is necessary, Amrit Vela and the evening meditation. Okay?
Om Shanti.
Pariya Praptam Shanti. That is going to give Thuli from the bottom of the stage. Continue to play the song also.
One row at a time to come from the center aisle, and you'll be leaving from the side. As you know that we will not bring our bags to Dadi, please stretch your hand, take drishti from Dadi, and Sister Jayanti is giving blessing. This is special toli, Madhuban toli that Sister Hansa carried. It's Dil Khush toli. Dil Khush, happy heart toli.